Welcome to Vision Chat's spooky series, where we talk about ghost stories and legends.
So I have a story. It's kind of scary. And it has to do with being at work by myself, of course. Yeah. No one was around. So anyways, I used to work in an office building. And there weren't a lot of other buildings around. It was kind of like we worked by a place where there was like a train track. So like literally the train track was right next to the building. Like I could look outside the window and you could see that the train would pass all the time there. And then behind the building, there was like a pond. So it was a parking lot and then like a pond. But it was pretty isolated because there were really no people around. So, I mean, the building was kind of dark to top it off. So even when it was sunny out, there wasn't like a lot of light inside. So it was a fairly new building too. So nothing like super old. But anyway, so the office where I worked was on the first floor. So you'd have to walk through the lobby and then kind of make a left and then kind of go down the hall. And then you would see like the doors to the suite. And the doors were made out of glass, but they were, I don't know what you would call it. They were kind of like cloudy, so you couldn't really see through. But that was the design. That was the design of the door to like for privacy. So I remember that this was like a Saturday morning. There were really not that many people around because it's the weekend. And only myself and like maybe two other people would come in on the weekends and work. So I'm walking in, and I like to get to places early, so it was pretty early. There was no one around. I had keys. I let myself in through the first set of doors, which was from the outside. So I'm walking in, and then I'm going down the hallway up to the doors to the suite. And because it was morning, there was a little bit of light that was coming through the windows, but not a lot. And so as I approached the door, I could see that someone moved from left to right. So I could see the outline of the person and like solid. But of course, because the glass was the way that it was, I couldn't clearly see all the way through. I just saw the outline. So what happened in my head, I think I kept walking towards the door. I didn't stop because I thought, I rationalized, well, maybe my coworker beat me inside, like he's already there. Or maybe a client is already waiting in the waiting room, because that would have been like the waiting room. So, but then I thought, well, how strange, because the way that they moved, the shape wasn't human. I don't know how to describe it, but it looked really tall, but like hunched over and with very long limbs. So it looked like it had long legs and very long arms. No hair. So it was just kind of like, I could just see the shape of the head. And then kind of like the movements were kind of weird too, because it was kind of like, I don't know, the way you would see maybe Bigfoot walking in the forest, if you ever saw Bigfoot in the forest. But it was kind of like awkward movements. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. But here I am, you know, rationalizing. I'm like, I'm going to open a door. We'll see what happens. But I saw it move from one end to the other. And there were chairs there. So I thought, oh, maybe somebody's waiting and they're going to just sit down and wait for, you know, for their turn to go in. And then when I opened the door, there was no one there. And I thought, oh, where did they go?
Yeah.
The problem here also was that there was a little bit of light in the waiting room, so I can see there was no one in there. But then I thought, why are the lights off? Who's in here with the lights off?
Yeah.
And down the hall, it was pitch black because there were no windows. And the problem was also that whoever designed this thing put the light at the end of the hall. So I had to go into the dark. The only light I could turn on was in the waiting room. So I went in the waiting room, flipped those lights on, okay, but then there was a dark hallway and I would have to go all the way through to turn those on. So I thought maybe somebody went down the hall. Why are they in here in the dark?
Yeah.
Needless to say, I turned on all the lights. I never found the person, which I don't even think was a person anyway.
Oh my God, yeah. That's scary.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was working at a nursing home in way up north in Norway. And this island was like famous for burning witches, or they thought was witches. They send up to this island to either burn them or take them out to the flow test. So if they drowned, they will like clarify they weren't a witch, but they will die like because they drowned. But if they did float, then they will burn them at the stake. So it's a little from before, you could feel it's a little different energy on this island. But I was working at a nursing home. I heard somebody talk a little bit about there has been some stuff going on, but I didn't really think about it. And it was starting to be around maybe 9 or something at night. And I was just going to check up on one patient, but they have like long halls as well, where you walk from like rooms to rooms. Yeah, before this, people have said, because every patient, they have an alarm, like a watch or like something around their neck, they can just push on a button and then it will give us notice on our phones to be like, hey, this room needs assistance. And this one of this room usually came up once in a while, but nobody was living there. So nobody had the clock or the button to press it on, but it was going off once in a while, which was a little strange. And then, yeah, back to when I was walking in the hallway because I was clearing up in the kitchen and then going out to the break room because it was like starting to be the end of the shift. I was going to do the report and stuff like that too. Over there, when it's starting to get winter, it's like dark outside, no matter what time it is during the day. And the hallway is long, it's old, it's a very old building. And I see this man standing. And I didn't really think about it because I just looked back and then I saw like a silhouette of a man. And I was thinking, oh, maybe one of the patients have a like late visit. But I didn't really see him getting into the place. And then I was like, but it's late. And then I looked back again and there was nobody there. But I swear to God, I can see his height. I can see like the shape of him. And I could clearly like, oh, there is a man over there that is standing outside that room. So yeah.
So like an actual man, like could you see clothes and the hair color and all that stuff, or was it more faded?
It was more faded, but I can see like the height and like, you know, when you just take a quick look back, but you can still see people behind you, or like if you go out on the street, it was something like that. But I was like, but wait a minute, it's a little late for visit hours right now. So I just looked back again and then nobody was there.
Wow. So wait, this happened on the island of the witches? Where the witches were? What's the name? Is it still there? Like the building and like the structures and all that?
Yeah, everything is still there. I think the place was built, I'm not sure, but like over 50 years ago, more than that. So it's a very old building and have a lot of patients too. So
What's the
yeah.
name of the island?
Oh, Vardø.
So I imagine this is like the very, if I remember you saying from before, it's like a very northern part of Norway.
Yes, it is the most northwest place in Norway, and it's like island with the 1,200 people living there. So if something happened, everything get closed off. Like we only have a tunnel under the water that
Underground?
we can use. Yeah,
It's under.
underground.
Wow.
But if there is bad weather, you cannot really use that tunnel, so they like close it.
Wow.
No,
So what's the tunnel used for? Like as an escape?
to go to the mainland.
To get off the island, basically.
So it's only one road outside of the island, except for boat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Did you ever find out, like, if anybody else that you worked with saw, like, the man? Or any stories about a man roaming the halls or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember that. To be honest.
Remember if you told anybody, like, I saw a man?
Yeah, I think I shared that story and they were like, oh my God, yeah, I don't. Yeah. Like, I understand that stuff is going on here. So I think there has been a lot of stuff happening or going on there, but like, I didn't find anything more out. Just like that, I looked at the person. I don't know.
How did you feel afterwards? Were you freaked out or were you like, eh, I have to work
I
going
think
about
it was
my
after the psychic class, so I was like, oh, okay, it's probably just an entity roaming around. I feel like if that had been before the psychic classes, I would be like, oh my God, I saw this thing. Ah! But now it's like, oh, okay, cool. Or
cool.
maybe a little like, oh shit, but then it's not, I don't think take it in as hard as I did before, if that makes sense. Because before I would be like, oh, I'm never going there again. Oh. But now it's like, okay, hello. Nice to meet you. No, I'm just kidding, but yeah.
You were like, I'm just minding my own business here. You go
Yeah.
do what you need to do. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I have one more ghost story that happened in that same building
Yeah,
I
let's
used to
go.
work in. So, like that one, it was a this happened after work hours. So I was already done meeting with clients and I wanted to finish writing up some notes that I had. And there were still some people in the office. No, actually, I think I was the last one because I was going to lock up, which I also hated. So, two things I hated to do: opening and closing. The closing was the worst because it was usually late. But anyway, so then this night I was kind of there by myself. And again, here, like similar to Norway, but not exactly, like in Chicago when it's winter and it gets dark early. So it could be 4 p.m., like 4:30, and it's dark. I'm not gonna say pitch dark, but it's pretty dark. So, anyways, this was much later in the night. And I was sitting at my desk writing notes, and the way the office was set up is that there was a chair on one end of the room, and then there was like a couch on the other end, a small one, but it was a small room. There wasn't too much space. So I'm sitting and I'm facing like the wall and I'm doing my notes, and then all of a sudden I hear something go like a sound. And I'm like, what? And my instinct, and I'm trying to figure out what it was, but was to turn in the direction of the sound, which was on the couch. as I turned, I could still see the cushion lifting. So I heard it because it's, so this was like an old leather couch. And like skeptics will hear this and be like, oh, someone was sitting there and, you know, the air got let out because no one was sitting there anymore. The thing is that it had been at least 30 minutes since anyone was sitting there. And the way that this happened was like, it was like a slow release of air that I could hear it going, you know, I could hear it creaking. And I turned in time to see it pop up. So no, the whole bed didn't levitate off the ground or anything that, you know, that dramatic, but the cushion lifted up. And it filled back in. And it looked as if someone had sat and then gotten back up.
So, oh my God.
I was like, I think I stared for a minute and I was like, all right, well, I got to finish my notes and then I'll be out of your way.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know if I actually finished. I just started putting things away. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go now. Yeah. And I'm talking to myself and I'm like, it's going to be all right. Boom, out of there. But again, for the skeptics, it never happened before and never happened after. That was the only time. And I had several people that would come in, sit there, and, you know, like, I never saw it happen like spontaneously like that. So yes, the cushion would move when someone would sit on it, but only if someone sat on it.
Yeah. Wow. Did you feel like your other colleagues also noticed anything over there?
They, you know, what was interesting was that even though they didn't share stories like that, what they would always describe as a creepy feeling. It was just like, none of the women in the office were comfortable being there alone or being there when it was dark. It was always very uncomfortable. And I had actually several clients also say it's a little uncomfortable in here. And, you know, as much as I try to bring in like nice decor or like plants or like to try to like make it a nice flowers to try to make it nice, some people still felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was always creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's more to the, it's more than, what do you call it? Between the sky and the ground? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a bad saying. It's in Norwegian.
Ooh, say it in Norwegian. How is it going in Norwegian?
Mer mellom himmel og jord. It's like it's more between the earth and the heavens.
Yeah. So much more that we can't even see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I also have from another place that I work. So I was working at a cafe, and here too, this building is from like 1800s something. It used to be like a library the whole time. It's been a business and stuff like that. But they included a cafe with the library, or not library, but like a bookshop. And there has been, here again, you close alone. And then when it's closing time, you usually take like 30 minutes, maybe an hour to kind of clean everything, the tables, do the dishes, washing up and stuff like that. And it's like multiple floors or like up there, but it's only the first level. When I started there, I heard different stories from other people. The first boss that I had, she was closing the cafe with her daughter, and we had like shelves over the kitchen, so in there you can close it and open it. So the shelf or the, what do you call it, like cabinets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you pushed on it, it will automatically pop open.
Okay.
And they had like a lot of glass, like for like latte glasses, yeah, and stuff like that. And one day they were closing up and the shelf, I don't know if it was open or not. on the cabinet or the door was open or not. But the whole thing with all of the glasses, because there was a glass shelf within the cabinet, it just came out straight away and everything just fell down to the floor and broke. And they were like, oh my god, they didn't like understand what had happened. And they were like, this is crazy. So they tried to get on. We had this Norwegian show here called The Power of the Spirits.
Wow.
But they didn't like, it never got on TV though. But another coworker too, in Norway we have something like called snus, which is like patches of nicotine that you take in your mouth, and it's easier for people doing service and stuff like that to use that instead of smoking, to take breaks from smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And usually she would leave it like in a specific place, and some days she will find that in the trash can instead of the place she put her box of this tobacco stuff. And she swear to god, like, she left it there, and then you can see it like in a different side of the room, and it was, nobody had touched it. The customer could not like go back and take it or do anything about it. So it's like weird. And then later, some years, we had like a meeting. This was like during the fall. It was like maybe 6 or 7 in the afternoon, like cold and like a little dark outside as well. And we were talking, and it was like good mood. We were like 7 people or something in the room sitting down. And this time we were in the library or the bookshop section, because it's like different stools and places to sit where you can eat as well. And we were just talking about something, and then you can hear and also feel like a big thought, like in the floor, if somebody were to stand up and jump. And it was straight like behind me.
Oh my god.
So the woman that sat next to me, she was also like, oh my god, that was like somebody just stood there and just jumped or like did something. Because you can feel the vibration in the floor too. And the sound came from like just there. It's no explanation where it could have come from. Because it wasn't like in the whole room, it was only like in one area. And people felt like there was people around there when there were never anybody there. When we were closing, you can feel like, okay, somebody's looking at me. Somebody's around here doing something. And we had a basement too, because we have to go down the basement to throw away the trash. And you would just run because you can feel like, oh my god, here is something weird and not comfortable.
Wow. What's incredible there, though, too, is you didn't just hear it, you felt it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just you. Somebody else was like, whoa, I saw that. I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long were you working at that place?
I worked there for about 8 years or something like that.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was very nice. But yeah, there was definitely something around. I just tried to ignore it. I have more stories from that place.
From that place? I bet. I was like, well, 8 years. You must have 8 years worth of stories to tell from there.
Yeah, maybe. Just that place. Yeah.
Well, so did you just kind of learn to live with the stuff that's happening? Because maybe if people are listening, they'd be like, wow, I would run out of the place and never come back. But it just sounds like, I mean, you stayed there for years.
Well, sometimes it will be like, usually I would put the music on like full while I was closing alone and just hurrying up. Like if I heard something, if I there was something going on, I was like, oh, it's probably this something that is going on, like trying to have like a rational thought about it, other
Yeah.
than there's some weird stuff going on here. But you can feel it. And I think one of the owners of the whole place or the bookshop, she passed away too, and I can feel her presence. After she passed away, one time I was closing, I was thinking about something, like I was beating myself up or anything like that. And then we have like the cafe, the kitchen, and then a hallway down to the stairs where you take out the trash. And I was thinking these thoughts while I was going downstairs, but in the hallway before you go downstairs, we have different shelves, like from the floor and up, almost to the ceiling, with like different boxes, different like baking equipment, like bowls to bake in and like plastic. Yeah, just a lot of stuff. And while I was walking there and thinking these thoughts and beating myself up, out of nowhere, there was a lot of baking balls that just fell onto my hand. It didn't hurt me, but just felt like somebody like slapped me in the hand. Not in like a hard way, but like, and I was thinking, oh, it's probably her just like telling, stop, don't think about that.
Oh my
or
God.
Like, don't beat yourself up. It's fine.
Wow. And did you scream? Did you run? Or were you just kind of like, what was that?
I was like, I thought, oh, that was my, like the boss that passed away. And because I'm thinking these thoughts, she might just like knocked it over. So the train of thoughts that I was having, I was like having something else to be. What do you call it? Like
maybe like snap you out of it in a way.
Yeah,
like,
snap me out of
stop.
It. Yeah.
See what you're doing. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she could have picked something else to do.
I guess, but maybe I wouldn't react. Maybe she tried, but I didn't notice.
Wow.
We needed something okay, more.
Fair. I guess we won't.
Yeah.
Well, I had some other random things happen, but they weren't as, I don't know if you would qualify these as like scary things because it, well, I'll just tell you the two things that I can remember. So I was in the same office and I was actually meeting with a client. And this particular client was very challenging. It was not someone that I really wanted to be working with. And it was getting to the point where I was about to start telling this person that I was not going to be able to work with them anymore and kind of just refer them to someone else. And all of a sudden, like in the space like behind me, so I'm facing my client, and then in the space behind me, like in the wall, I started hearing a heartbeat.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
It was confusing. It was like, what's happening? And I didn't know if I was the only one hearing it, so I didn't want to react. But I kind of was like, you know, I kind of like turned my head slowly to see if there was anything there because it was so loud. It wasn't just like a little heartbeat. It was like a boom, 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 like loud, like there was a giant heart in the wall. And I kind of turned, I looked, I didn't see anything. So then I kind of turned back to my client and he was looking really confused. And I could see that he was hearing it too. And so then I was like, do you hear that? He's going to be like, you're the crazy one that needs help here, not me. He's like, yeah. Like, hello, obviously. And I'm like, I don't know if you can hear what I'm hearing. He was really confused. I was really confused. And I was just like, well, I can't lose control here. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why this heart's beating. I don't know what, you know, what to even think. Where do I even go look? So I just said to him, hey, it's probably a kid next in the other office playing a game or something. And we moved on from that, but it had continued. So this whole time that I'm having this exchange with this client, the heart's still beating. So just talking through it, it didn't stop. And I was like, it's probably some kid playing a game next, you know, in the room next door. The walls are a little thin. Sometimes you hear stuff. And so he was kind of like not completely convinced, but he kind of like sat back. And then I was just like ignoring it because I didn't know what else to do. And so we just kind of kept the conversation going. And then eventually it stopped. Afterwards, I went to see if there was actually somebody in the office next door. The lights were off. There was no one in there. But the next day, like, I still felt like somebody must have been in there. And so I was asking, hey, was anybody using this office? No one was there. Wow. People were not. There was no one in that office. No one had used it. Not at that time when I was there and that happened. So I never figured out what it was. Was that a ghost? I don't know. Is there a walking heartbeat haunting the place? It makes no sense.
Well, maybe it's the Bigfoot man.
Maybe it was. Mm. Yeah. So the last story I have from this workplace actually happened with another client. And this was a young lady. We had actually just finished the session. She was walking out. I was walking out as well because I needed to go to another floor in the building. And as she was walking out in the hallway, I walked into the elevator. And I was facing out. She was like gonna say goodbye, and I was getting ready to be like, okay, bye, see you next time. And what I saw in her face had changed. So it was still my client, but like her face had completely changed, and she looked like her eyes had gotten bigger, and her expression kind of changed, and she even seemed like hunched down a little bit. And her hands looked like they were like this, like really held up close. And she was like, you know, like looking at me kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And she said goodbye. And I was just like, okay, bye. I was freaked out. I had no idea what happened to her, but it wasn't her in that moment. So it was only like a few seconds. And then I saw her leave, and then the doors closed in the elevator. And I was like, what was that?
Yeah.
Almost look like alien, or like a little, like another type of being, but it wasn't my client. And it bothered me so much that I couldn't stop thinking about it because I didn't understand what happened. Like, did something jump in her? Did something come out of her? Like, no idea. But it looked really scary. Not threatening, but kind of more like looking curious.
Yeah,
but I saw it and I was like, oh, okay, I don't know what that was. Yeah, I didn't mention it to her because I didn't want to scare her, so I never actually said anything. I mean, I remember talking to somebody else about it, and somebody who was a psychic and had abilities, and I was like, I saw this happen, and I was telling her the story. I never looked into it because at that time I hadn't taken any classes, so I didn't really know about this stuff. What she told me, so she read it, and what she told me was that there was a being that had jumped in. But it was something that she had brought in with her. And it had jumped in her in a time when she had been involved in some kind of accident. And like, this is all news that I verified it later. But at that moment, I had no idea that there was some kind of accident that she was involved in, and she got scared. And in that moment, the being jumped in.
Wow.
And she had kept it. And it was, the way it was coming up was like, she had a lot of anxiety and panic. And to be fair, she had it before, but this made it, this event made it worse. And so what happened was, it like made it, it brought up stuff. And for her, I guess this being had been kind of like there, in and out. And it was just happened to be in that moment that I happened to look at her and it, I saw it.
Wow.
So needless to say, we did do some work to help clear it out, like asking her higher self permission and just making sure that we cleared it out so that she wouldn't have it with being around. But yeah. Maybe that's what would be called like some kind of attachment or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's the last story from that place.
Yeah, wow. But that is very interesting though. And like how we allow beings in, because I think we have to allow it for it to kind of come as well. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. I think there's moments sometimes maybe, even if we're not conscious of it, that if we're weak, like you're sick mm-hmm. or you're not feeling well, or like you've had some traumatic event happen and you're really scared, that sometimes some of these beings take advantage.
Yeah.
And maybe in your weakened state, you didn't realize you allowed something in.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But good news is, if you can spot it, you can always clear it. Whatever you don't want hanging around, you can break contracts and agreements with, and you can end them, and you can safely get rid of anything you don't want hanging around. So that is the good news. So we hope you enjoyed our ghost stories. Come back next week. Hear more ghost stories.
Yeah.
If you like the spooky series, please give us a follow and check out our website, visionofprofoundhealing.com.